AI-narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Royalty Pharma's near-high trend weakens as biotechnology peers move faster. RPRX remains in an active weekly trend signal and sits 15.4% above its trend line, but a 3.5% weekly fall, fading pressure, and average volume leave the latest read more balanced than bullish. Research brief. Royalty Pharma closed the week ended 19 June at $52.96, down 3.5%, trimming its four-week return to negative 2.8%, while preserving a 14.8% 12-week advance. The stock is still high in its 52-week range at 84.6%, and only 6.3% below its $56.50 high. But the latest move lagged a biotechnology industry group that averaged a 3.3% weekly gain. The trend backdrop remains active after a 74-week streak, with positive market dynamics and relative strength. Yet both have cooled over 4 weeks, and volume was only 1.0 times the 13-week average. Key points. 1. Royalty Pharma fell 3.5% on the week to $52.96, underperforming U.S. biotechnology's 3.3% average weekly gain, and U.S. healthcare's 1.4% average decline. 2. The stock remains 15.4% above its $45.88 weekly trend line, and 63.6% above ShareMaestro fair value of $32.38, showing a sustained premium but less room for disappointment. 3. Market dynamics stay positive at 1.33 and relative strength at 5.70, though the four-week changes were negative at negative 18.2% and negative 58.7%, respectively. 4. Volume of 16.5 million shares was broadly average at 1.0 times the 13-week baseline and 0.9x the 52-week average, so the pullback did not arrive with heavy confirmation. 5. Risk is moderate rather than clean. 13-week volatility is 2.6% versus a 2.2% one-year base. And two recent reversal markers sit against an otherwise favorable 33-19 up-down weekly split. Weekly price action loses pace, but not the broader regime. Royalty Pharma's latest weekly close of $52.96 marked a 3.5% decline, extending the short-term stall to a 2.8% loss over 4 weeks. That softness does not erase the larger recovery. The shares are still up 14.8% over 12 weeks, 38.5% over 26 weeks, and 55.2% across the past year. The stock remains in the upper part of its annual range at 84.6%, with a 6.3% drawdown from the $56.50 52-week high. The ShareMaestro trend signal remains active, supported by a 74-week active streak and a close 15.4% above the $45.88 trend line. The valuation read is less forgiving. At 63.6% above ShareMaestro fair value of $32.38, the shares still reflect premium demand, but that premium raises the importance of momentum and volume confirmation after a negative week. Healthcare context is mixed. Biotechnology context is tougher. Royalty Pharma sits in the healthcare sector and biotechnology industry, with a market value of about $31.1 billion. Sector conditions were weak overall, with U.S. healthcare down 1.4% on the week and bread thin. Only 31.0% of sector constituents had active weekly trend signals. 41.0% showed positive market dynamics, and 25.0% showed positive relative strength. Against that sector backdrop, RPRX's active trend and positive internal reads remain above the average quality of the group. The comparison is less favorable inside biotechnology. The industry gained 3.3% on the week and 4.5% over 4 weeks, while RPRX declined over both periods. Biotechnology breadth was also stronger than healthcare, with 48.0% active trend breadth and 48.0% positive relative strength breadth. RPRX ranked 95th of 100 industry names on the week and 73rd over 4 weeks, even though its 12-week gain of 14.8% kept it closer to the middle of the industry pack. Momentum remains positive, but the urgency has faded. The setup is best described as balanced. Market dynamics are still positive at 1.33, relative strength is positive at 5.70, and the expectancy model remains positive at 62.52%. Those are supportive readings, but the direction of travel is less constructive. Activity pressure is down 18.2% over 4 weeks, and relative strength has dropped 58.7% over the same span. That cooling matters because the latest weakness came after a strong May advance. RPRX closed at $49.25 on 1st May, reached $55.87 by 5th June, then slipped in each of the next 2 weeks. The signal state therefore remains constructive in regime terms, but without a fresh activity trigger and with relative momentum losing force. Volume gives neither side a decisive confirmation. The latest week traded 16.5 million shares, just below the 13-week average of 17.3 million and the 52-week average of 18.1 million. The 1.0 times short-term volume ratio suggests the 3.5% decline was not a high participation break. But it also means the stock did not draw clear sponsorship on the attempted hold near the highs. Participation was stronger during the late May push, including 26.9 million shares in the week of 29th May and 23.0 million shares in the week of 5th June. Since then, volume is eased to 15.9 million and 16.5 million, while price has retreated, leaving confirmation as the main missing ingredient in the current weekly red. Risk and watch next framing. The risk profile is contained, but no longer one-sided. Over the 52-week window, Royalty Pharma logged 33 positive weeks and 19 negative weeks, with average gains of 2.2% versus average losses of 1.4%. Recent volatility has lifted to 2.6%, above the 2.2% one-year weekly baseline, and the presence of two recent reversal markers argues for a more selective interpretation of the high-range close. The next useful test is whether the stock can remain above the weekly trend line while activity pressure stabilizes. A return to stronger participation, especially a volume ratio above 1.5 times, would give the next move more evidential weight. If relative strength continues to fade while biotechnology peers keep advancing, the current premium to fair value may become the more important risk variable. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.